Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media, will be hosting a week of prayer the last week of every second month. All are encouraged to participate and invite a friend or family who might benefit from the prayer. Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen and download the app to connect to AWR SID Media. You can send your prayer request to +27 73 470 3520, or you can connect with us on Facebook at AWR SID Media. Prayer week will be at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. Central African Time. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And now we're changing tack, moving on to our next feature. And this time around, we're talking to Pastor Kundai Dube, who's talking to us about faith. Now we're talking about faith, and we're hoping that we'll be able to get a better understanding. We began this as our daily focus yesterday. For the rest of the week, we'll be talking about faith. So if you're one of those people who would like to understand things a bit better, this is why Pastor Kundai is here, and it's time for us to understand our daily focus.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Today we're talking about faith and coincidence, and Pastor Kundai Dube is joining us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Afternoon, how are you doing?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. I appreciate you coming through to talk to us. Talk to us about faith and coincidence. What are the distinctions or similarities? Go ahead, Mfundis.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks for your time. So let me pick up from where I left today, where we were saying, like to claim that Jesus was your Lord and King in the gospel era, amongst and the exclusion of all other gods, was a change of allegiance from your God to the true God, which we ended up saying peace was also understood as a vow to faithfulness. Remember, pistis is the word faith in Greek. It was understood as a vow to faithfulness or a covenant loyalty. Now, today we'll be talking with regards to faith and coincidence. Now, let me give a basic definition of coincidence. It can be defined as events or circumstances that are occurring together without any causal connection. But also now, when we talk of pistis, which is faith, it becomes to be a belief in a supernatural God or an immovable mover or a supernatural force, which necessarily means that coincidence cannot exist if you have a belief. Because remember, coincidence is just events happening because of connection. So, now that we have a belief in God, the cause is now known. But with coincidence, the cause is unknown. It is just a random event. So, which brings me to say also, coincidence is a random event, but faith is by choice. So, I would like to say coincidences are merely a way to avoid believing in providence. And providence is just means that God is in charge of all things that come to pass. I can quote Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, where God actually says he is in charge of all and everything that is what that is going, that is happening. So coincidence, I see it as a way of avoiding or running away from providence. But also, if you look at the word coincidence, it only appears once in the Testament. That's on Luke chapter 10, 31, where other versions will say, and by chance, and others will say, by coincidence. This, by mind you, this is the story of the Good Samaritan. And the word coincidence just appears in the New Testament once, and it's on Luke chapter 10, verse 31. And this word coincidence is translated from the Greek word sunkarion or sunkarion, which is a combination of two words, sun and kurios. soon is together with and supreme authority. So you will find, coming from the gospel era definition of about faithfulness, that word coincidence actually appeals more to the people who were speaking the Koine Greek, in the sense that they would understand it as together with supreme authority. And who was this supreme authority? It was God that they were believing in. So then the biblical definition of then quote would be what occurs together by God's providential arrangement of circumstances. So coincidence, it's non-existent. Actually, faith overrides coincidence. Faith says there is a God who is in charge, who is taking care of everything that is going on at the moment. If you go on to read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 9 to 11, it says also, actually it states unequivocally that God is in charge of everything. And it says, I am God and there's no one like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, and what is still to come. The purpose who stand from these verses, I also quote Matthew chapter 10, 9, it shows that God is in control. There is no such thing as coincidence in when you have faith, or when you believe, or when you have something that you believe. If you have a religion, you don't have faith. Go in, back into the Old Testament. To avoid coincidence, they had Urim and Tumim, which was on the high priest's effort, which would direct the path, because there was no coincidence. I would like also to subscribe to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We say, in ways that are known only to God, he takes even our mistakes and unplanned events and together to fulfill his purpose. I mean, this is what we learn from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, when he says, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose, which also means he is in charge. He takes our mistakes, he takes our unplanned events, he takes and weaves them, coheres them, and synergizes them together to fulfill only his purpose. So in conclusion, coincidence is how we humans explain unexpected events and surprise meetings. But it is only because we are being taken by surprise. But mind you, God is never taken by surprise. Scripture is clear that God is in control of everything. Thank you.
So just help me understand, Mfundisi, when we pray in faith, and we receive an answer, are there times when the requests would have been answered regardless of the prayer?
If I'm getting your question right, you're saying when we pray, and you're asking if do we get responses from, are there times that God does not respond to our prayer?
Are there times where prayers would have been answered regardless of our prayers, implying that whether we would have prayed or not, it would have happened anyway? Again, this is an implication of coincidence. It is a coincidence of God's intention and your prayer.
Okay. All right. Now, if you follow very carefully and precisely, I made a decision that coincidence will only happen to people who are running away from providence. Providence means God is in charge of all things that come to pass. So when we pray and go, and the person we are praying to, who is God, in his providence answers our prayers. One would call it coincidence when they don't believe in his providence. So yes, one can call it was by coincidence that it happened. But to one who has faith and belief in God, he or she will call it providence.
I'll give you an example, Mfundisi. I pray for rain.
Yes.
And the next person does not pray for rain.
Yes.
And it rains. Did it rain because I prayed? Or I would have prayed whether or not I did not pray?
Was it, you prayed for rain, was it during the time of rain? Or praying for rain in a time where rain is not expected?
Well, the issue of rain really is just an example, Mfundisi. I'm talking about things that would happen. If, for example, in a marriage, one person The husband prays for the marriage to work out. The wife does not pray, but the marriage works out anyway. Did that marriage work out because the husband prayed, or was the marriage going to work out whether he prayed for it or not? So the idea really is to establish whether prayer coincides with God's plan anyway. So whether you pray for it or not, it's going to happen because God has foreordained it to happen.
Okay. Let me take you to yesterday's discourse. We were talking about Emunah. I remember when we talked about the Emunah, the word faith in the Old Testament, where it support I also the word, that's where we derive the word from, the word the we affirm and we commit to God's cause, and also He is also committed to our cause. So when we pray for, when one prays for their marriage to work, let me use the example of marriage, you brought it up. Marriage is God ordained. So when one is into marriage, God wants it to work. And praying for it to work is aligning yourself with God's commitment, cause and commitment and affirmation and all. And God will answer to that, because that is what He does, as God wants a marriage to work. Now, you would say coincidentally the female or the other partner is not praying for the marriage to work, but it works irregardless. What would God want from between the two? Does He want it to work, or does He not want it to work? But from what God's cause is, He would want it to work. So I say He answered the prayer for marriage to work. That's His providence.
Final question. Where in the Bible can someone see something happening where it could have been considered as a coincidence?
Could have been seen as a coincidence.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think. There is what would want to call a precognitive type of coincidence. There is, and the non-precognitive type of coincidence. Where we look at Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 40. I think it's the Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. That's a non-precognitive type of coincidence. But precognitive, I mean, having or giving a foreknowledge of an event. And if none, then there is no foreknowledge of an event. But then, if you go through the text and you read in the story, then you find that God was what was going on. But I can also give you another example of a precognition type of coincidence. Ruth chapter 1. There was nothing, there was no foreknowledge of the event that was supposed to happen. Look at Joseph and Mary, Luke chapter 2. Look at Isaac, finding Isaac's wife. That's Genesis chapter 24. These are all types of precognitive. So they are there, incidences of coincidence, if I put it in quotes. They have to be put either non-precognitive or precognition type of coincidence.
All right. Vunis, please pray for us as we conclude this conversation. Go ahead.
All right. Now, Father, who I didn't even want to thank you this afternoon for the time that you've given us to understand about faith and coincidence. You have just told us, you have just made it clear that you're a God of providence, not a God of coincidence. You are in charge. You are in control of everything that happens to us. Help us understand this as we live day by day by faith to God and to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.